You're listening to the Irish music scene here on Kildare's KFM with Owen Beattie, and Ryan Sheridan joins us on the line because he has just released his new album Americana. It's out today, the 6th of May, and he's also announced an Irish headline tour later this year as well. Ryan, welcome to the programme again. It's good to talk to you.
Owen, that's great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I feel as though I've kind of been on a bit of a journey with this album as well, because I was speaking to you on the programme, I think it was about a year ago or a year and a half ago, and you were saying that you're going down this route of Americana. You were inspired by it during the course of lockdown. You were listening to more of that kind of music, and now here it is. The album is out.
I know, it's hard to believe, to be honest. It has been 2 years since I produced the album, so finally it's out, and I'm very excited about it. Absolutely, I'm very excited to have it out in people's ears.
Yeah, because look, you know, the music that you would have been bringing out when you started off your career was quite acoustic, some fantastic hits in there as well. But as I said, during the lockdown, you were becoming more influenced, I suppose, by the Americana genre, and that inspired you to compile this album.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was an idea that I always wanted to do at one stage as well. And I got sent one of the songs, which was Parachute by Chris Stapleton, and it kind of got me into it. I was like, right, if there's a time to kind of do this, I'll do it now. So I got stuck into it, and one thing led to another. I was listening to one artist that was leading me on to another artist, and I was digging deep, and I had the time to do it, to kind of follow this. So that was it, and one thing led to another, and I just said, right, then let's do this album. And then, of course, we had to do it out of the house because we were locked down, so I had to set up a studio in the house, and then finish the track, and then I'd send it over to Ronan. He'd do the drums, and he was in Tullamore at the time, and then back to me. So it was a lengthy process, but it was fun. As I say, we had kind of the time to do it, you know.
Had you ever worked like that before, in terms of, no, not necessarily being in a studio, but just being at home and sending various different parts and putting them all together? No.
I mean, not to that scale as such, more so demo-wise, but little bits of demos here and there. But when you're recording an album, you can't really beat the feel of being in the same room together while you're recording it to try and get the feel of the song. So that was a kind of a tough process to try and achieve when, we're not together and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to get the feel of the songs, but we didn't have a time schedule on it either. So it was kind of great that we had the time to work on it, and there was no rush on it. So we got there in the end.
Yeah. And I mean, the album is brilliant. It's out today. People will have already heard some of the songs on it, because you've been sharing it on social media or whatever. But the tracks themselves, the majority of them, I think, if not all of them, are covers. How did you choose which songs you were going to do? Was it which kind of suited your voice, style of music, or just songs that you liked?
I felt it very tough. To take on a cover song, you kind of got to think if you can do something with it yourself. Like, there was a lot of songs, maybe 100 songs that I was kind of picking and choosing and listening to, but you get into it and you go, I can't really do anything with that song. It doesn't suit, or it's a little bit harder to come up with something for it. And then you're kind of aware that, that you don't want to mess the songs up either. There's a song out by John Hyatt, Have a Little Faith in Me, and it's a Grammy Award winning song. So, you're kind of walking on eggshells a little bit to try, because it's such an amazing tune, and you're aware that it's Grammy, and you don't want to mess it up. You don't want to do something wrong or change melodies or anything like that. So, yeah, picking the songs was definitely tough, but it was kind of more of a, I can actually do something with it rather than just doing it.
Yeah, because you've put your own spin on all of these songs, which, it has that kind of iconic Ryan Sheridan sound, which I think is great. But that song, Have a Little Faith in Me, that we're going to play after we chat to you here, there's a gospel choir or some sort of choir in the background as well. So that's another element of the production that had to be thought into it. How did that work?
Well, I kind of had the idea, just listening over the song, of same thing again, of what I could do with it. And I heard this kind of a gospel sound in parts, but it's kind of a repeat chorusy kind of thing. The Brits were in Germany at the time, and they took their time out to record this part for me. Yeah, again, I was nervous doing that track, but when I got their stuff back, I felt more confident in it. I kind of gave it a bit more of a boost, and I was really happy with it at the end,
Yeah, some of the other songs as well that are on the album, the likes of Drinking Alone, Molly O, Rock Salt and Nails, You Worry Me, and also The Well, which will feature on the programme as well shortly. As well as this, bringing out the album today, you're going to be going on tour later on this year. That's your first Irish tour since 2016, which I can't believe, your first headline tour. I know you're over in Germany at the moment doing some shows around there. Yeah. I'd say you can't wait to get back up on stage here.
You know, it's been way too long. It's been ridiculously too long. And we had all the intentions of doing a tour in turn of 2020, making a long tour. And everything fell through, of course. So these 2 years don't count. And 2 years don't count, really.
Not at all, no.
Not at all. I'm 2 years older, but I don't feel it.
You don't look it either.
But no, I'm absolutely, I can't wait to get back on the Irish circuit again and back out doing the tours and get back on the Irish roads again, you know. So as you say, it's been way too long.
Yeah, so the show, I suppose, that's closest to us here in Kildare is up in Whelans in Dublin on the 16th of September. Now, tickets already went on sale, and I believe they're doing very well. They were on sale on the 29th of April, and you can get more details on Ticketmaster. But you're also playing in the likes of Limerick, Kerry, Donegal, Cork and Tipperary. But in terms of festivals, Ryan, closer to us, again, in Blessington, just over the border, you'll be playing in Kaleidoscope in Rusborough House, and then you're down in Cork and Waterford, as well as the Flag, Keol and Mullingar. So festival season is coming upon us very quickly too.
It really, really is. And, you know, there's nothing better. So I can't wait to get back out and play the festivals and back out the tour in September. So bring it on, Owen.
Just before we let you go, Ryan, as well, obviously, yeah, you know, the element of excitement around this album is there. But what about writing your own music? Have you been doing that in the background as well?
You know, I have, and I'll be writing straight away as soon as you know, the tours and festivals are over. I'll be locking myself away and hopefully get an album out for next year. How it's going to sound, who knows? I don't know which direction it's going to happen, but I know I'm very excited to get back in and start doing that again. Definitely. So we're looking probably middle of next year, hopefully.
Great stuff. Well, listen, Ryan, great talking to you as always on the programme. The new album, Americana, is out today. You can check it out in all the usual places. It's available in CD form as well as streaming it online. And more details of Ryan's tour on his website, social media and Ticketmaster as well. Ryan, enjoy the rest of the shows over in Germany and we'll chat soon.
Thanks a million, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show.